I wonder how St. Joseph and the Blessed Mother felt on that first Christmas Eve when they couldn't find a place to stay. And finally, they had to stay in a cave, in a manger. And then, as the Spanish Christmas carol says, the mice and the rats were eating the baby Jesus' diapers and St. Joseph's underwear. And that is a Christmas carol in Spanish, if you remember from the open house. They didn't sing it tonight, though. Because tonight I had all kinds of things planned, from the choir to here, everything went wrong, not following the program, which nobody can read, apparently. So patience is a virtue. Find it if you can. Nevertheless, things are as they are. And God predestines things for our well-being and for our salvation. And in this day and age, as we well know, we have to do a lot of penance. We have to offer up many, many things, especially for the disastrous state of the church today. And so we are given the opportunity to do so, both you and I. And part of that is that all of a sudden, my voice began to disappear again, which it had almost all come back. So glory be to God. In the meantime, we have this wonderful, magnificent night in which the Son of God is born. The Son of God become the Son of Man. In the Immaculate, ever-virginal womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as we can see through everything that we see in the liturgy and also what we see in life, it was not an easy situation. It was not comfortable. They did not go to a 5-star hotel. They actually didn't have a hotel at all. There was no room at the inn. And so therefore, they did what God wanted them to do. And it was his birth, after all, because he wanted to be born in a cave. He wanted to be laid, first of all, in swaddling clothes in a manger where the cattle and the sheep ate. And there's many of them there to represent them from that holy night. Because he came to feed us. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. The Son of God, the Messiah, the Son of Mary, the Son of David. And so in order to do this, he had to begin his life on earth with sacrifice and suffering. Though some do not recognize this so, but they will eventually when it comes their turn. But he's born in this cave. And even though it may or may not have been snowing then, sometimes it does in Bethlehem. It even snows in Florida. I remember my first Christmas Eve here at St. Stephen's, it snowed. It didn't stay long, but it snowed. It was a very happy thing for me because I missed the snow. I still do. And so it may have snowed, and it would have been cold. And even though there were different bonfires all around him, as we also have represented here in our magnificent nativity scene, nevertheless, it was cold. And he had to use that which he created also, the breath of the mule and of the cow, to warm him up in the midst of this cold. And of course, these are so sweet and endearing creatures. But if you've ever been near them, especially if they have a cold, they're not much fun to look at. Definitely not to touch. Not that he did. But that's the way it was, and that's the way it is. And so tonight, as we celebrate this Christmas night, this birth of Christ, the Redeemer, the Messiah, We look to him and we kneel before him. And we pray to him and worship him and offer our prayers and our obeisance to him, beseeching him and begging him for ourselves, for our loved ones, but most especially in this day in which we have been chosen to live, for Holy Mother the Church, who is dragged about by evil men to do that which is not what God wants her to do. And so we give thanks to God that he has destined for us to be here. There must be something good that we are or good that we will be, why he has destined for us to be here and now. Hic et nunc, as we say in Latin. Because these are times, not for the weak or the pusillanimous, as the Gospels say, the weak of heart. It is a time to be strong and to suffer and to offer up everything for the Church to Christ. And so, as we have seen in the past in history, there have been many Christmases that were in the midst of war, in the midst of death and tragedy. We don't have that privilege now, not yet. But it is not the best of situations, the happiest of times, the most peaceful of times. It is a difficult situation in which we live. And we give thanks to God that he has allowed us to be able to have this most holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the traditional rite of the Church that goes back almost 2,000 years, and that we can worship him as he wishes to be worshiped. And we pray for the whole Church that soon she may be liberated from the chains that bind her and from the evil that confounds her and confounds so many Catholics who do not know up from down, right from left, and most definitely not right from wrong. And so that is my prayer for this Christmas. As we have said throughout the last 25, 26 days, the magnificent prayer, the Christmas prayer, Hail, O blessed night in which the Son of God was born, of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in the piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his most blessed Mother. I intended to read to you from the Divine Office, which does not want me to do it, apparently, the wonderful proclamation of the Son of God, of the birth of the Son of God, and of everything that he's going to accomplish for us, and perhaps you can read it on your own. But in the meantime, I pray to God, and I wish you all a most blessed and grace-filled Christmas, and a new year of grace, 2024, which we have already begun. Les deseo a todos vosotros una santa y feliz Navidad, y un año nuevo lleno de gracias celestiales. Vi auguro un santo Natal ed un nuovo anno pieni di grazie celestiali. Euch allen ein gesegnetes Weihnachtsfest und ein gutes neues Jahr des Herrn. Je vous désire un joyeux Noël. Ad un buon anno du salupa des grazie celestiales. Maligayang Pasko at masayang bagong taon. Feliz Natal e bom anno nuovo da salvação. Chúc mừng Chúa Giáng sinh và năm mới. Gaia Christugene. Ego desidero omnibus vobis festam nativitatis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, plenam gratiae celestialibus, nec non, et bonum annum novum. Filii mei, Christus natus est nobis. Alleluia! In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Amen.